بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والارحام ان الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اما بعد، فان اصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير حديث حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله وكل ضلاله في النار. I seek the protection of Allah from the cursed devil. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, it is Allah whom we seek His forgiveness, we seek Allah's guidance, we seek Allah's protection. We ask that Allah protect us even from the burden of our evil deeds. We know that whoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray or allows to be led astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is only one God worthy of being worshipped, and this is Allah Azza wa Jal, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger and slave servant. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the privilege of being here today for Salatul Jum'ah. We thank Allah for being here today for Salatul Jum'ah in the month of Ramadan. We thank Allah for the ayah in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ila nudiya lis-salati min yawmi al-jum'ati fas'alu ila dhikrillahi wa dharul bay'ah. Allah says, O you who believe, whenever you hear the call for Salatul Jum'ah, hasten into the masjid for the remembrance of Allah, leaving off everything else. I begin this particular khutbah today with the question that we must all ponder on. Where will we be without this Quran? Where will we be without the Quran being in our lives? And how much love do we have for this book, for this Quran? If we look at the tradition of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions around him, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and made the vital pilgrimage, he was accompanied by 140,000 other companions. Amongst these 140,000 companions, you had many people who had memorized the Quran. Many of them were lovers of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions around him, they loved the Quran. The Prophet would teach the young boys the Quran. If we look at Ibn Abbas, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made dua that Ibn Abbas was given understanding of the Quran, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was given top understanding of the Quran as we use his commentary to this day. If we look at Ibn Abbas, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to convince him not to recite the Quran every night. Ibn Abbas used to finish the Quran every night, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to convince him to recite the Quran in no less than 7 days. Ibn Mas'ud, he was the first to recite the Quran in public. As one day the companions were sitting around a group of the Quraysh, and they said one person should stand up and recite the Quran. For the Quraysh had never heard the Quran being recited. And Ibn Mas'ud, he stood before them reciting the Quran. And they nearly beat Ibn Mas'ud to a pulp, but he was willing to come back the next day because he loved the Quran so much. If we look at Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, he would recite the Quran in front of his house. Many times if you see a person reciting Quran in front of their house during these times, you would wonder who has died, who has passed away, or who is sick. If we look at this particular month, are we dedicating our time to the Quran? Are we dedicating our time to the Quran? As Allah says in the Quran, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. This is the month in which the Quran was revealed. In Bukhari, it's reported that Angel Jibril alayhi salam would visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every night during the month of Ramadan, and he would listen to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite the Quran. In the tradition of Aisha, during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, Aisha, she would not sleep. She would stay up till sunrise. She would be reciting the Quran. If we look at some of our past role models, Imam al-Shafi'i. Imam al-Shafi'i, during the month of Ramadan, he would step up his recital of the Quran. He would recite the Quran no less than 60 times in the month of Ramadan. And this is not including the Quran recited during the Salah. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, he would stop all of his classes on Hadith, and he would dedicate his time fully to Quran during the month of Ramadan. This is a month of Quran. And we have to really realize that we have to take advantage of the Quran during this particular month. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does Allah say about the Quran? Allah says in the Quran, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He says that we sit down the Quran explaining everything. The Quran has left nothing out. What does the Quran say about itself? The Quran, it calls itself Shifa, a healing. The Quran has the ability to heal your physical ailments. The Quran has the ability to heal the diseases that you have in your heart. It's Hudan, a guidance. It's a guide for all of mankind. Countless people have been guided by the Quran. I work in the prison system. There have been people who have been counted out by society, thrown away, and the key thrown away, locked up, and the key thrown away. And people have lost hope on these individuals, but they have picked up the Quran and have perhaps became the best individuals in society because of the Quran. The Quran is also called a rahmah, a mercy, a dhikr, a reminder. It's nur, it's a light giving you the ability to navigate throughout all of this darkness. It's Furqan, a criterion between good and evil. It's a tanzil, a revelation that was sent down. And Buswar al-Muslimin, a glad tidings for the Muslims. But the reality is that the Quran can only be these things. They can only be a healing. The Quran can only be a healing in a rahmah if we are applying the Quran. Or else the Quran becomes opposite of a healing. It becomes opposite of a rahmah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reported to have said by Umar radiallahu anhu, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابَ أَقْوَامًا وَيَذَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah azza wa jal, he raises some people by this book, and he lowers others by this book. Nations are raised because of the Quran, but nations are lowered because of the Quran. And there's a concept that for me is very scary concept to speak about. Because I have to realize, I have to check myself even on speaking on this concept. And this is the concept of Hazrul Quran. Hazrul Quran. Abandonment of the and he will make a very interesting statement. And Allah mentions this statement in Surah Al-Furqan. He said, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my Lord, verily my people have abandoned this Qur'an. Verily my people have abandoned this Qur'an. And many of us are thinking that this statement is not addressing the Muslims. But we are wrong in this. Today we have a problem in the Ummah. And many of our problems stem from having the Qur'an. Many of our problems stem from abandoning the Qur'an. How we abandon the Qur'an. And there are many aspects to this. One of the aspects being, saying what you don't have the right to say about the Qur'an. This is how you the Qur'an. Saying what you don't have the right to say about the Qur'an. Saying the Qur'an is falsehood. The Quraysh, they call the Qur'an sihr. They call the Qur'an magic. They call it shi'r. They call it poetry. Saying what they have no right to say about the Qur'an. This is abandoning the Qur'an. Also shunning and avoiding the Qur'an. As the disbelievers, it's reported that they will say, لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن والغاو فيه. Listen not to the Qur'an and make noise in the midst of it. Listen not to the Qur'an and make noise in the midst of it. And also, forgetting the Qur'an after having remembered it, after having memorized it. This is abandonment of the Qur'an. Now, may Allah protect us from this. May Allah protect us from memorizing the Qur'an, then forgetting the Qur'an. And Ibn Hajar, he said that this is from amongst the kabair, that this is from amongst the major sins. But many of the ulama, they say that it becomes a major sin, it becomes blameworthy. When you do it out of neglect and laziness, the Harun and Kasur, it becomes a sin when you memorize the Qur'an and then you forget it out of laziness and neglect. And also, amongst abandoning the Qur'an, Hafizul Qur'an, is not reciting the Qur'an. Not reciting the Qur'an. Allah says about this Qur'an, إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. That the Qur'an, this recital is an Arabic Qur'an. Allah has revealed an Arabic Qur'an. And the translation of the meaning of Qur'an is not Qur'an. The translation of the meaning of the Qur'an, because we read the translation, this is not Qur'an. It's very problematic in today's day and time. When you go to a person's home, and they have Qur'an decorating their walls, you ask them what does this say, and they have no idea how to read what it says about the Qur'an, what the ayah says on their wall. This Qur'an, has it been reduced to decoration in our lives? Has it been reduced to just merely decoration in our lives? Or are we taking time to recite it as the Qur'an? This word, it means a recital. A book that is meant to be read. A book that is meant to be recited. And it becomes blameworthy when we neglect the Arabic language. I have seen individuals learn how to read the Qur'an within a few days. It is blameworthy when we neglect learning the Al-Fatiha properly. When we neglect learning how to read the Book of Allah properly, relying merely on translation. This is a part of abandoning the Qur'an. You tell me another book that you get rewarded for every harf that you recite. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you get rewarded for every letter that you recite. You get double reward if you're struggling. For the individual who is struggling reading the Qur'an, you get double reward. What other book is like this? And there's a statement, a very important statement that is made by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, إِنَّ الَّذِي لَيْسَ فِي جَوْفِهِ شَيْءٌ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ كَالْبَيْتِ الْخَارِجِ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, indeed, he whose heart contains nothing from the Qur'an is like a ruined house. He whose heart contains nothing of the Qur'an is like a ruined house. And also, from amongst abandoning the Qur'an is not applying the Quran. Some recite the Quran in very beautiful voices, but the Quran doesn't go past their throats. We want to make sure that we are gaining understanding of the Quran and we are applying it in our lives. And are we using the Quran when it comes to our decision making? We look at the example of Ibn Abi Awf al-Ashjari, who became sick. He became sick and he was searching for a cure. So he looked in the Quran and he asked his people, he said, bring me water, because Allah mentions water in the Quran. Then he said, go and bring me honey, because Allah mentions honey in the Quran. Then he said, go and bring me olive oil, because Allah mentions olive oil in the Quran. And he mixed these things together, and he drank this elixir, he drank it, and he was cured. Do we make our decisions based off the Quran? What does Allah say in His book? Is this how we make our decisions? Brothers and sisters, our world is surrounded and is influenced by messages. Many of us grab messages on our television. We grab messages on our phone. We grab messages on the internet. But are we listening to the messages in the Quran? Perhaps your world, our world, is influenced by something other, another message besides the Quran. The more time you spend outside of the Quran, the more likely your world will be influenced by messages outside of the Quran. And I told this first part of the khutbah with a very important statement that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, and we have to all listen to this statement. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, as the Quran, شافعون مشفعون وماحلون مصدقون من جعله أمامه قاده إلى الجنة ومن جعله خلفه قاده إلى النار. The Prophet narrated from Anas, he said the Quran is an intercessor that is accepted. Whoever puts the Quran ahead of him, whoever puts the Quran in front of him, it will lead him to paradise. But whoever puts the Quran behind him, whoever neglects the Quran, it will lead him to the fire. It will lead him to the fire. May Allah allow us to be amongst those who recommit ourselves to the Quran. We have to definitely recommit ourselves to the Quran. Where are the circles of brothers learning and teaching the Quran? The Prophet ﷺ, when he would come into the masjid, he loved to sit in the circles that were learning and teaching the Quran. And this is a tradition that we have to revive. The question is, are we giving the Quran its help? Are we using the Quran to make many of our decisions in life? ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, there are some very important jewels within this book. There are some very important jewels within the Quran. And we look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he came to the companions and he asked them, would you like to read a third of the Quran during the night? And they looked at this as being nearly impossible to do. And the Prophet ﷺ, he recited Surah Al-Ikhlas, and he said that this surah is a third of the Quran. Surah Al-Ikhlas is a third of the Quran. Look at how powerful these surahs are. How we use many of these short surahs to come back as a commercial break. When there's a commercial break, we recite these short surahs. But even Surah Al-Ikhlas, one of the shortest surahs in the Quran, worth a third of the Quran. If we look at Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas, this is known as the Mu'awwidhatayn. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna an-nasa lam yata'awwadhu bi mithli hadain." He said, "No one seeks refuge with surahs like these two." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would use these surahs, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas, as a means of lifting the evil eye, as a during that time. We have this ability to do the same today. We have Ayatul Kursi. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever recites Ayatul Kursi after one of the prescribed prayers, there will be nothing standing in between him and entering paradise except death. There will be nothing in between you and entering paradise except death if you recite from Ayatul Kursi. The Prophet ﷺ, he talked about Surah Al-Kahf. He said, whoever recites the first 10 ayahs of Surah Al-Kahf on Friday, they will be protected from Ad-Dajjal, from the Antichrist. This is very important. Surah Al-Mulk, it would argue on your behalf. It would have the ability to argue on your behalf when you leave. So the question that Allah asks in the Quran, very important question to all of us. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Allah asks in the Quran, and we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Then is there anyone who will step up and remember? Is there anyone who will remember? Let us rededicate our lives to the Quran. This is a very important time during the month of Ramadan. This is the month of Quran, and may Allah allow the Quran to be an intercessor on our behalf when we need it the most. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْوَهَّابُ. اللهم اجبر حينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على نبيه يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.